Knockout.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
This is WWE superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rock.
People are sheep, you understand me? They can't lead themselves, they need to be led. People buy and sell fear. I created war. And I think it's time for the masses to wake up.
Wake up and look at this line they're living in, man!
The world is deteriorating between their toes, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper and wonder, but they never do anything about it. But I've seen it all in my dreams and in my thoughts. And above everything else, I understand.
This is not the beginning. Stand.
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Aw, Puddin'. You know, you've always been pretty, but you've never been the smart one in this relationship.
And TNA.
Look at these bookmarks I found.
My gosh, can two human beings even do that? Hey, but you know, my secretary borrows this all the time. She may have put some of that on there.
Yeah, look, as a lawyer, you got to be careful with this kind of stuff. Look, we're buddies, right?
Well, yeah, you and my brother are best friends.
I'm worried about you. I'm pretty much a scientist now. I'm going to help you with this. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Huh? What?
I'm going to borrow your pad. I'm going to check out the rest of these.
Borrow the pad?
Your flavor, man. I know.
Wait a minute. Wait.
To the bottom of it.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the shot is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane. That's right, MemLanePromo.com for all your memorabilia needs. And it is Thursday night. It is Impact night. It is football night. And wow, that is way more of a Broncos cheerleader than I ever needed to see.
We're all up in her Kool-Aid.
I'm not sure we're all up in her Kool-Aid or her Kool-Aid's all up in us. But anyway, that was way more of her than I ever needed to see. But I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Ward, as always. And joining me, as always, is my sleepy yet hyper producer, Sir Rockin.
It's an interesting mix. And hi, everybody. It's football night in America. America.
Don't you know,
eh? It's also wrestling night.
It is, and just to keep you updated on the score, because as you know, as we like to do in the show during football season, or any time we're watching any sporting event, we keep you up to date on the score, and right now it is 20-17, Broncos over the Ravens with about 12 minutes left in the third quarter, so we'll have to see how this one goes. I'm sorry, 21-17, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and us giving the score just shows that we're actually live, not taped, so you know what's legit. We can give you curling scores or rugby scores, but apparently we don't have that information in front of us right now. But apparently Tim Tebow once was offered a job with USA Rugby, so maybe eventually we'll have some rugby updates with Tim Tebow.
Maybe. Yeah, you know. Although I think rugby might make him cry, or is that Australian football? I can never keep it straight.
Both of them would make him cry. It's Tim Tebow.
Fair enough.
There's your Tebow reference for the night so far, folks. Hashtag it. Tebow reference.
Yes. Hashtag it. Well, before we get there into hashtags and everything else, we have quite a bit to get into, including news, notes, discussion. Yes, the wrestling figure news is back. We're going to take a second crack at it, and it should be way better than it was last week because, you know, we actually prepared. And, of course, we've got our discussions as well. But before we get to all that, what is our question of the night?
Our question of the night is simple. Who has the power to stop that dastardly corporation?
Interesting. We have a whole discussion plan on that one, so stay tuned for that. But now, of course, we're going to get into our news portion of our show, which is brought to you by PWMania.com. To everybody listening over there, hi! How you doing? Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. So, my goodness, where to start?
Start from the top.
Start from the top? Okay, I can start from the top. Well, the top, and at least the lead story for us, because that's kind of how it went in the sheet, is, well, Christian Cage is injured. He suffered an apparent concussion at last week's Raw taping.
Against Randy Orton, yes.
Against Randy Orton, where he hit his head, sadly, and he has reported to the brand spanking new performance facility, and Flacco got sacked. That's unfortunate. Anyway, sorry. Where he was ordered to report to the Performance Center for evaluation and recovery. It doesn't seem to be a bad concussion, at least from what I'm hearing.
No, his impact test is fine, but he's still suffering symptoms, so they've taken him off of the schedule for now, and eventually he should be back in, I would say, a couple weeks. It's sort of like what they did with Fandango. They took him off the road. They put him on the shelf just so, you know, he can get his, you know, symptoms cleared out. He's still suffering from fogginess and cloudiness, so they're going to just let him cool down, get his head together, and straighten up. And that's what the whole deal with this new performance center is. They have a place to go to get checked out, and he lives in the Florida area, so that's even better for him.
Yeah, I think he lives in Tampa. So, and Orlando's only about an hour drive away for him, so it's not too bad.
Right. So yeah, he'll recover. He'll be good. Just needs a couple more weeks to recover. So it's not a bad one. He passed the impact test, which is a good thing.
Yes, that's a very good thing. So hopefully we'll see him back on TV here shortly, possibly for Monday night, because, well, Monday night's going to get a little rated R, and you're going to hear me squeal like a fangirl on the post show.
That's right, the rated R Superstar Edge returns to Monday Night Raw for one night only. What will he do? What will he say? Who the hell knows? But tune into Raw and find out, and we'll talk all about it on the post show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, as the Broncos just scored after blocking kick.
Yeah, that was not good for the Ravens. Methinks the Super Bowl champs might be done, but there's a lot of game left to play because there's still about 10 minutes left in the third quarter.
You still will have, so anything is possible.
Oh, anything is possible. But at this stage, Peyton Manning and the Broncos seem to be clicking pretty good, while the Ravens seem to be, well, not.
Right.
I didn't have a witty thing. But speaking of returns and returning back to wrestling and, you know, our actual show, because yes, you are going to get football updates as we watch this football game, because, well, we're both watching the game.
Mm-hmm. I have one screen there, so like I was watching Impact there and there, so yeah, we're good. So what else is in the news, Lindsay?
Well, it was announced earlier this week that WWE will be returning to Minneapolis, and why is this a concern? Why is this even a note or a concern? Well, because the show that's going to Minneapolis is One Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Chamber in 2014 will be going to Minneapolis.
It will be on February 23rd, so get your tickets soon. And the Royal Rumble is going to Pittsburgh on January 26th. So mark those dates down in your calendar, circle them, highlight them, put a Google alert for it. Royal Rumble in Pittsburgh Elimination Chamber is set for Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes, so should be interesting. And I talked to Rock about this, and it was kind of funny because at least the last couple years, they've put Elimination Chamber in the next city that's going to have WrestleMania. And so it could be interesting to see if Minneapolis is the next city selected for WrestleMania or if it's going to go somewhere else.
Go ahead.
Would doubt it's Minneapolis, just because who really wants to go to Minneapolis in the winter? Seriously?
Yeah. Who wants to go to Minneapolis? See, when you brought that up, it actually got me thinking of, you know, where No Way Out and or Elimination Chamber was, and it's like, that was all set for last year when they were in New Orleans, and they broke the announcement, but I thought about it, it's like, Well, where were they in 2011? And I believe they were in Oakland, and WrestleMania was in where? In New York? So, it always doesn't pan out. And, yeah, I think it was only last year that it sort of happened.
No, well, it was last year. I think it was year before last, because I believe Chamber was in Atlanta 1 year.
2010 was in St. Louis, and WrestleMania wasn't in St. Louis. So, yeah, it's happened before, but it's not an always certain thing.
Yeah, but it's something to consider just because it seems to be a pattern that they developed recently.
It
could just be coinkydink.
It's very coincidental, as it were. But yeah, back to Lindsay's point, who wants to go to Minneapolis for WrestleMania in April? Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, sorry. No offense, Minneapolis. You're beautiful in the summer. Winter in Minnesota sucks. Trust me, I used to work with a guy from Minnesota. He actually moved out here to get out of winters from Minnesota. Which, if you don't know where here is, if you're a first-time listener, I live in Utah. Northern Utah. So, not much better. A little warmer, that's about it. And I have no transition for this, but moving on from the Elimination Chamber, Santino officially opened his... I guess it's either... Is it a full fighting academy or is it a wrestling academy?
It's a battle arts academy. So I believe he's training all types of students and athletes. It's a mixed martial arts training facility. As I'm looking at the website currently, it's battleartsacademy.com. You can find out more about mixed martial arts professional wrestling and strength and conditioning center. So check it out, battleartsacademy.com. It's up in Canada somewhere, I believe they're located. So check them out.
Yes. Check them out. Congratulations to Santino. Best of luck. Hope it goes well for him. Hope it's very successful. And come back soon because we miss you. A lot.
Right. And he's hoping to return in the next couple of weeks. And they're going to be in Toronto. So if you put two and two together, the Cobra may strike this Monday night on Raw.
He totally could. We'll just have to see.
We'll just have to wait and see. And by the way, Happy New Year, Tim.
What?
It's the Jewish New Year. Happy New Year, Tim.
Oh. Happy New Year?
I'm just getting the shot in while I know he's listening. Anyway,
Okay. Well, we know he's listening. Uh-oh. Somebody has a heart.
And they turned it over.
Oops.
Oh, apparently I shall pay on Sunday. Really? Okay.
How can he make you pay on Sunday? You're the producer.
I know, right? So how actually are you going to make me pay, Tim? Huh? Huh?
That was nasty.
That was a big hit.
That hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he got the wind knocked out of him.
Hopefully that's just it right there.
So moving on, and speaking of returns, or another possible injury is, well, one Mark Henry is injured.
Yeah, he's hurt, but apparently, you know, he hurt his hamstring. Apparently, though, as of today, I read somewhere, I'm not 100% sure that he's trying to get clear to return to action really soon. I know I saw it somewhere, I'm not 100% certain it was true, but, there it is. Mark Henry has actually been cleared to return after the hamstring injury he suffered. So, yeah, he was injured, and as of today, he is ready to return.
Oh, well, that's good. So, minor injury, quick recovery, good for him.
See what happens when we prepare the show Wednesday night, and news changes the next day.
Yes, it's always helpful, you know, when you do show prep and then you get updates the next day. It's fantastic.
I know, right?
It's preparation. Preparation is key.
Preparation is indeed key. You know what takes preparation, Lindsay?
What takes preparation?
People who do basically a news show, a newscast, as it were. And it takes time and effort, and you put some thought into it, and someone on the actual news did something called a WrestleCast.
Oh?
Yeah, this dude, I don't know his name, but he did something called the WrestleCast during a sports update. We're going to play you the audio. After the audio, we'll tell you why we played it. But hopefully you can catch what has happening throughout this little piece of audio. So take a listen to this, and then we'll be back to talk about it.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Welcome to WrestleCast. After the Rutgers game last season, we knew Teddy Bridgewater was the ultimate warrior. All that Heisman talk, not going to make him a macho man. Today, he let the rest of the nation know, Coco, beware. The team came out of the like a pack of junkyard dogs. If they didn't, you know, Strong would have put him in the camel clutch like Iron Sheik. Just under 4 minutes in, Teddy already showing he's the honky-tonk man. Gonna roll out left, across the body, 34-yard touchdown to Damian Copeland. The Cards up 7-0. Oh, and he ain't done, fans. 4 minutes left. Bridgewater making the Bobcats look like Doink the Clown. Again to Copeland, 19-yard touchdown, two TDs for Honey Mustard. Already the crowd showering him with dude love. Well, Teddy, he wants some more. Gonna roll right, and he's gonna special delivery Jones. This one to Devontae Parker, the 21-0 lead. Parker now sixth all-time in U of L touchdowns. Look at these two, the Bushwhackers. Luke Hancock and Russ Smith getting a standing O. But the story, the million-dollar man, Teddy Bridgewater. Ending the half with a 40-yard touchdown to Kai De La Cruz. Louisville enters halftime up 28-0. The fans yelling out, woo! Like Ric Flair. I'm telling you, I haven't seen something as beautiful as Teddy's first half since adorable Adrian Adonis. Defensively, Ohio felt as if they had just received a beating from Gorilla Monsoon. Second half, Charlie, unleash the dire. The kid with arms like King Kong Bundy is going to take this one to the left side and go. 46-yard burst down the sideline. And just like that, Louisville's up 35-0. Somehow, Teddy is still in, going high off the top ropes like Superfly Snuka. The dude is just piling up stats. Cards looking unstoppable at 42-0. Robert Clark with the TD. Yet for some reason, Teddy is still in. A little too long, like Jerry the King Lawler. He's going to get knocked, fumbled, and he'd leave after that sack. But don't worry, Charlie. Backup Will Gardner, a breath of fresh air like Miss Elizabeth. He's going to roll out, confuse our camera, and sweet Daddy Watsy finds Kai De La Cruz for the 30-yard touchdown like Tojo Yamamoto. Louisville fans going to remember this for a very long time. Cards win 49-7. You know, like a true American, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Teddy finished tied his career high with 5 touchdowns. The Cards gained more than 600 yards today, and Michael Dyer and those Tatanka-sized pythons showing the potential of this explosive Louisville offense. Our own Brooklyn brawler Kent Spencer has more from Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. Expect the Cards to play the role of Killer Kowalski again next week, taking on EKU. Gonna get a heart punch like Ox Baker. You know, it was a less than enthusiastic start to the Mark Stoops era. The air raid mustered just 203 yards passing. The defense looked like the Moondogs. The loss to Western stopped Stoops' offseason momentum, but it continued in Andre the Giant-sized question. Will the quarterback be Whitlow or Smith? All right, on the other side, no such quarterback issues for the Toppers. Petrino made junior Brandon Dowdy look like ravishing Rick Rude. He completed a school record 27 passes in his first career college start. All right, that was WrestleCast.
Felt really good. You got nothing?
That's all for now. We're going to have Reed after the break.
You
didn't even
have Hulk Hogan in there.
Two.
Very good. I'm still reeling from WrestleCast. Adam has awarded himself.
Didn't see that there.
Yeah.
You know what? I did miss Hulk, and because of that, I think you've earned this.
Oh, thank
you. It's those moments in life
thank
that she
you.
Lives for. Here, listen.
The champ. Oh, thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
Yeah. Can you figure out why we played that? Other than, you know, they're talking about my Louisville Cardinals and how, you know, they completely whooped up on Ohio, but yeah, that is something amazing.
He apparently dropped 31 different wrestler names in that WrestleCast.
And countless other references. I mean, bravo. Bravo, sir.
Well, very well done. And yeah, that's why we played it, brother. So yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, your Cardinals beat up on Ohio, Lindsay. It's just Ohio.
I said Ohio.
Yeah, just Ohio. It's not Ohio State, it's Ohio.
No, it's not Ohio State. They're not going to play Ohio State.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, they're not a good team.
They're not a bad team. Apparently, they're slated to win their division.
Apparently, according to KenKen, Zach Ryder could have been in Ohio. No, no, no.
Well, then that would explain why Louisville won 49-7, just pointing that out.
Woo, 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 you know it?
Yep, pretty much. So anyway, we had to play that just because Rock found it, and it is completely amazing. But what else is amazing is, well, AJ Styles has officially signed, or at least re-signed, a temporary contract extension with TNA for another 3 months to get him to the end of the year.
Yeah, it's scheduled to last till, I believe, December, so yeah. They're going to get him through Bound for Glory and the month afterwards, so we'll see. The major sticking point with this contract is money, as always, with any sort of contract. So we'll see if TNA can actually afford AJ Styles, but it's good to see him sticking around as Wes Welker scores.
And Denver is increasing their lead.
Manning to Welker.
A solid connection every time.
Uh-huh, man. That Tom Brady fella probably just hated that.
Totally just hated that.
So, that's the wrestling news we have. What about some wrestling figure news, Lindsay?
That's right. We've got our wrestling figure news brought to you, of course, by... And I forgot who it's brought to you by. I'm so sorry.
Wrestling Figure Wednesday. You can check them out at youtube.com/mbg1211, airing every Wednesday and Friday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. on the East Coast, 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and check your local listings for time and availability in your area.
Yes, thank you. I'm so sorry. I will get better at this. I swear I will get better at it. It takes me a couple weeks anytime we add something new to this show to get it right.
That's why I'm here. I can fill in the plug.
Pretty much, yeah. He's the better shill.
Damn right. But once again, it's brought to you by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Available every Wednesday and Friday on youtube.com/mbg1211. Check your local listings for time and availability.
Yes. So, on that note, we are going to kick it off, and we've got the rumored figures that will be coming out in the future. We're going to start it off with WWE Elite 26 case breakdown. These are the rumored for that series. We are going to be getting 2 Mark Henrys, 2 Roman Reigns, woohoo! 1 Big E Langston, 1 Jack Swagger, 1 Road Dogg, and 1 Ultimate Warrior.
Now, when we were looking, we looked through some of these at the Comic-Con, and yeah, Roman Reigns' figure looks pretty good, and that Big E Langston, it's going to look good as well. And when it came to Road Dogg, it was classic DX Road Dogg, I believe?
I believe so, yes.
So, yes. They're coming in the Elite 26 selection that's rumored. These are all rumored, remember. Rumored.
Yes, rumored. And then to add to those rumors, for the 27 series, we are going to get 2 Takers. Woohoo! Yay. 2 Fandangos, which kind of has me scratching my head, but okay.
All right, Matt's trying to explain something. Case breakdown means how many ship in a case.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So
well, it's we get 2 cases of it.
We get a Undertaker, blah, blah, blah. Just they're one of each.
Oh. See, Matt,
you got to explain this thing better to us. We're new at this. You know, we're just reading your Twitter like you set to do, brother.
Brother, yeah, so anyway. So, in that case, we're going to get us a Taker, we're going to get us a Fandango,
we're going to get a Kofi Kingston. No.
Fandango. It's Fandango.
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 Should they be showing the playbook on air?
Maybe.
Just pointing that out. Anyway. We're getting a Fandango.
There you go.
An RVD, a Kofi Kingston, and a badass Billy Gunn, and a Rikishi.
that's pretty good. So we're getting a Road Dogg in one set and a Billy Gunn in the other. So we're getting the New Age Outlaws.
Hey!
It's pretty good right there. The New Age Outlaws get their figures. That's pretty awesome.
Yes. Well, one thing that we have to notice, at least, and these are all just the rumored figures that are coming, but if you looked at least the pictures from Comic-Con, WWE and Mattel have seemingly expanded their toy line quite a bit, and we're getting a number of figures based on the pictures that we wouldn't normally have gotten, I believe, under their previous contracts. We're getting a lot of classic figures. We're getting a lot of figures of the Divas, specifically, like as we said last week, the Funkadactyls are getting one. So we're seeing a much more broad, expanded toy line, which is really neat to see. As he leaves me hanging. So, we're just going to move on from there, because apparently I said something stupid, or he just left me. Or I'm talking on mute. No, I'm not talking on mute. He just left me. Okay, so moving on. We are going to go to the WWE Battle Packs 25 series. Again, these are just the rumored figures. All these figures are rumored. I'm just going to kind of keep emphasizing that. So that way it doesn't get taken as legit. But we are going to be getting a Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman with stretcher accessory.
A stretcher, you say?
A stretcher. And the series, the battle pack that I want, that I know for a fact is at least coming, based on the Comic-Con pictures, is we're getting an Undertaker and CM Punk figure complete with the urn.
Yeah, when we saw the urn in that selection, holy crap. That was badass.
Yeah, it was, when I saw that urn, it's, I don't care what I have to do to get it, I'm getting my hands on that sucker.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's how up-to-date these figures are coming out now. They're coming out from this past WrestleMania's collection. You got, you know, the urn from the storyline. That's pretty awesome. Usually when you get figures, they're like a year behind in production. These are coming up to date, and that's awesome.
And part of it is that they can do the modeling so much faster. They can probably do the production so much faster than they ever have in the past, just based on the way that Mattel is creating the figures. And, again, we reference the Comic-Con pictures when we do this segment because, well, they had a huge booth at Comic-Con for this. You got to see how they do it, how it's all made, and all the figures that were already in production. Mm-hmm. And then some upcoming ones, including we're going to get a Bray Wyatt. Like, yeah, they've already started making a Bray Wyatt figure.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you how up-to-date they're really staying with the roster as far as the figures go, which is pretty cool, which means that they can get those figures out there that much faster to the public, which is awesome.
Right.
And also rumored, at least for the 25 series battle packs, is Mark Henry and Ryback with the trash can.
I don't get the trash can gimmick, but okay, it works.
They need a weapon.
They need a weapon, and people wanted to throw that match away at WrestleMania. So, yeah, it works.
Yeah, there we go. It works. Not going to complain. Moving on to the Battle Pack 26 rumored, we're getting the Bella Twins with the Divas title. We're getting a Dean Ambrose and a Seth Rollins, where one of them will have the U.S. title. I'm not sure which. Hopefully it's Dean. Yeah, hint, yeah. Hint. Wink, wink.
I would surmise that it would be Dean Ambrose with the U.S. title because he is currently the reigning and defending United States champion.
Unless, you know, Seth's going to take it off him.
Hey, you never know.
# rack exclusive. And finally, we're going to get Triple H and Curtis Axel with a wooden pallet. That's a different weapon.
That deadly wooden pallet.
It gets you every time. And lastly, huh?
I said it so does.
It totally does. And lastly, for the battle packs, in Series 27, we are going to get Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton with the Money in the Bank briefcase, Big Show and Mark Henry with a Do Not Enter sign, and Tons of Funk with a unlisted weapon at this time.
I believe the weapon is going to be the disco ball. I remember seeing that in pictures.
Dude, that happens.
Is it coming with two hats, really? No, two hats, really? Seriously?
If it comes with a disco ball, I might buy it. For the disco ball.
I remember seeing a disco ball. He's saying, seriously, two hats. Okay, I want the disco ball. Unless that comes with the Funkadactyls. That might come with the Funkadactyls.
Whatever has the disco ball, I might go and buy it just to get the disco ball. Just pointing that out. Just because that would be an amazing thing to have.
See, I wasn't even looking at the chat room, and then Matt gives me the info. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. He's our figure expert.
Yeah, Matt Goldberg is, you know, he does that whole wrestling figure Wednesday thing. Available Wednesdays and Fridays. Check your local listings at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Yes. So moving on, we have the WWE Basic Series number 35, where we've got Cody Rhodes, Damian Sandow, Daniel Bryan, Kane, Jinder Mahal, and Triple H coming in that.
All right, hold on. Let's go through this list again. Cody Rhodes, Damian Sandow, Daniel Bryan, Kane, Triple H, and Jinder Mahal. There's someone who doesn't belong in that set. I just can't put my finger on it.
Hey, don't hinder Jinder.
I was more talking about Cody Rhodes because he was fired, but yeah, we'll go with Jinder.
Hey, as of this tweet, Cody Rhodes is still employed. Just pointing that out.
This is true. This is very true.
Takes a couple days to process the paperwork. Just pointing that out.
I'm just putting it out there, yeah.
Following up Series 35, Series 36, we are going to see CM Punk, Big E Langston, Christian, Jack Swagger, Fandango, and we're getting a Caitlyn.
It's Fandango.
Whatever.
And yes, Caitlyn's getting her own action figure. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome that they're... Like I said, it's really awesome that they're making the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they have made the girls in the past, but they usually only make... Like, I know they've made a Kelly figure. I know they've made a couple others, but they usually don't make as wide a variety of the female figures as they do... Or as they are doing with Mattel. And, you know, they could totally release that Trish Stratus Barbie that, you know, we talked to her about. That could totally happen.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go to rackradioshow.com and listen to that interview. Wink,
yep.
Wink. Nudge, nudge.
Hint, hint.
Anyway.
Go check out the new website. He worked very hard on it.
I did. It's kind of awesome. Rackradioshow.com.
So, and lastly, for the basic series number 37, we're getting the WrestleMania Heritage. And the rumored so far is Roman Reigns from his WrestleMania 29 appearance, which I'm not sure how that differs from any other Roman Reigns, but okay.
He must have worn his hair differently that day.
I don't know. It was a little poofier.
Yeah, they were outdoors. It was poofier. The humidity in April.
Curse that humidity. Gets you every time.
In the cold, the humidity just poofs out the hair.
Well, they were near the ocean, so it totally could happen. Mr. Perfect from WrestleMania 6, and lastly, Batista from WrestleMania 21.
Oh, okay. So, because we got to get this correct, it's because he has the full sleeve tattoo.
Ah, that makes sense.
But I still like that it's because he has poofier hair.
Yeah, the poofier hair is a better explanation. At least it's more entertaining.
And that's what we're all about.
Yes, it's a poofy hair day. Exactly. You know, you don't have enough hair to go poofy, but if you did, you would totally understand that problem. Trust me, Roman and Seth, I can feel their pain. Dean, not so much. But then again, Dean's hair just kind of does what it wants.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Kind of like Dean,
yeah.
It's a little crazy. And not quite sure what it's doing.
No, you never know what Dean is doing.
No, ever. He's such a mischievous little imp. So anyway, I think the biggest thing that we need to talk about is the fact that Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig is going to be getting a figure in this set, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. And it's his first ever basic figure in this whole line, so that's pretty cool. Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig getting the figure. Gotta give a shout out to the Legends when they do them.
I'm kind of curious to see if they'll do another Legends series, or if that's kind of done.
I think they just mix them in. Breaking, according to Matt Goldberg. Shield, shipping. Currently.
From online retailers? No, I'm still going to go to Kmart. Sorry.
She's going to wait. She's going to wait for the Shield.
There is something incredibly satisfying about going into a store and hunting something down that you've been waiting for forever in a day, getting it and bringing it home. You know, it's just, yeah. There's that satisfaction of, you know, it's kind of like being just a general hunter and, you know, the satisfaction of the kill. That's kind of like what this is.
Right.
Except no death or blood is involved. Just somebody's wallet crying.
Exactly.
See, Matt knows what I'm talking about. He found himself an Antonio Cesaro.
Yes. So I believe that's all the wrestling figure news we have right here tonight on the Rack. Presented, as always, by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Available every Wednesday and Friday, 4 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for time and availability at youtube.com/MBG1211.
That's right. So on that note, we are going to kick it to our first break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about tonight's exciting Impact. We're also going to be previewing No Surrender, doing a little pick'em, and, well, a little Bound for Glory series pick'em, because the semifinals are next week on No Surrender. So, who's fighting who? And, well, what Aces and Eights member is going to get Billy Ray? I guess you're going to have to tune in and find out. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. For one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today, then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/MBG1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
This is what happens when someone drunk dials CB radio.
Rock!
Bug!
We decided we were going to go out, and I decided I was drinking, and I got fucked up. And I'm never going to get fucked up. Crazy a little tipsy. My wife decided to be the DD tonight, so I'm going to have to give her a good fat fucking scroggin later. Show my appreciation. Hot pig sex. I'm gonna go to BP, live on the air. Give me some cigarettes.
With no pants.
No, I have pants right now. I'll just put it back on. I should walk in there with no pants. I should walk in there with my pants put on my ankles and ask where the condoms are.
I need to go in there
tonight. No, I don't need parental supervision, Mom.
That's a really mean looking black woman behind the counter. She might hurt.
My dear, it's texting.
You stupid dog. Okay, when you sit there and wave at people that you're closed, and yet every fucking light is on, even your open light, what do you think that tells people? Yeah, but I can't walk in there without my pants on. I can't do it. I'm gonna do it. And that's what.
I'm going to say I don't know you.
You're going
to go up
and down.
All right.
Can't pack
her up
to the box.
Please tell me he has no pants on.
No, I have pants on. I promise I have pants on.
Aww.
I'm outside. I'm not going to...
Just start staring at him like, what the hell?
Do you have any condoms? There's a girl who has more BD than Lita. One time.
I can't breathe.
The kid's making the smoking machine.
If it weren't past 1 a.m., I'd buy me a bottle of Mad Dog 2020. I caught him thinking about some bandanas. Well, you can jump style all the time.
Tune in every Saturday around midnight-ish to see who will drunk dial CB Radio next.
Showtime, Eric Young, host of Off the Hook Extreme Catches, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane. That's right, MemLanePromo.com for all your memorabilia needs, including some AJ Styles stuff, I think.
Most possibly, I would believe so.
If not, double-check and make sure, but if they don't have AJ Styles stuff, they have plenty of other awesome stuff to check out, including probably some Denver Broncos stuff because, well, they're sort of continuing to kick butt on the Baltimore Ravens right now. Just a little bit. But moving on from that and from our new segment, we are going to move right into tonight's exciting impact brought to you, of course, by our friends over at TNA Asylum, the haven for TNA fans. Hello to everybody listening to us over there. Hi, thanks for listening. And, well, this show had a,
It was an interesting flowing show tonight.
Had an interesting start. We opened with a video package with basically all the Bound for Glory contenders calling their shot in the gauntlet match. And then we cut back to the ring as Bully and the Aces were making their way out. Bully wants to start off by telling us that the Aces are in total control. And then he tells the group that he's proud of them and that they're the best bunch of brothers a guy could have. Gee, somebody's in a good mood.
Somebody's changed their tune from a week ago.
Just a little bit. Bully goes on to say that he would be nothing without them, and, well, the club, they do everything together. And I mean everything. Not going to go into everything he said, because, well, yeah.
They do everything together, and they bang together. Well, at least two of them bang together.
Yeah, if they're all... Yeah, I don't want to get into that. So... Fully acknowledges that, well, last week he was maybe a little harsh, but it's all behind them, you know, they're all good, and to prove it, well, there's a hug fest. They all hug, they're all buddies, they're all friends, but, you know, that's before Bully gets to Tito and Mr. Anderson. Mm-hmm. The fans are chanting, "At Tito, you suck," and Bully basically, "You don't suck, they're just jealous." Then Bully moves on to Mr. Anderson. He's especially lovey-dovey to Anderson, and, you know, basically, he loves Anderson more than Devon. And he sings Anderson's praises, and then there's a really awkward hug between Bully and Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically, Anderson is having none of it. Kind of awkward.
Yeah, that whole kind of awkward thing, yeah.
Yeah. Then Bully tells us that, well, you know, tonight the Aces and Eights are going to prove their dominance. Tonight, Nux is going to beat Chris Sabin. Wes and Bish are going to beat James Storm and Gunner. Mr. Anderson's going to win the gauntlet match. And Bully is going to defeat Sting. It's going to be an Aces and Eights kind of night. Bully then even sort of sings his, or crows his praises, I guess, or sings his praises more by saying, well, they've got Hogan where they want him. They've got him in checkmate. The game is theirs, that he is uber confident.
And he'll fight Sting tonight.
He will fight Sting tonight. He accepts Sting's challenge. And then he just dismisses everybody but Nux, because, well, Nux has a match against one Chris Sabin. And it's next.
So before we get into the match, I have one thing. Well, I don't have one thing. Kevin Nash has one thing to say about that segment.
Hold on, you're right. Brothers don't shake. Brothers hug.
Yeah, brothers hug.
They don't shake, they hug.
Hey, real men can hug each other.
Damn right.
Just pointing that out.
Pointing that one out. Brothers hug. Yeah, this was an interesting opening segment. It was an interesting turn for Bully Ray. He was sucking up to his boys because he knows he has to fight one of them next week.
Exactly. So the question is, well, who's it going to be? That was the question that was asked all night, and Bully's making sure to try and get in all their good graces just in case.
Go ahead. If you were Bully Ray, who would you want to fight?
Honestly, I'd want to fight Wes or Bish, because they probably lay down for me.
Not going to touch that one with any sort of pull.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there. I'm not touching it. Not touching it at all. Sorry.
In fact, Bully was in such a mood to, you know, give everybody in the Aces and Eights a warm and fuzzy that he even stayed out at ringside for Nux's match.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to see his boy, Bully Russell, Chris Sabin.
And he played cheerleader, and, well, he even helped Nux pick up the victory.
In a roundabout way, he did. He tried to bring in the hammer, but it got away from Nux, I believe, and, well, it was a three-person dive for the hammer between the ref, Nux, and Sabin. Sabin got it, smashed it over Nux's head, causing disqualification.
And, well, Sabin wasn't too happy about that.
No, Sabin flipped out because, you know, he didn't understand that if you use a weapon, you get DQ'd.
Just a little bit, you know, just a
little bit.
But yeah, so we see Nux, who was unconsciously dragged from the ring mm-hmm. by Bully, pick up the victory over a very angry Chris Sabin, and he's angry at himself. Backstage, we see Mickey on her way to the ring before the break, and when we come back, we're still backstage, and, well, Chris Sabin has mad.
Yeah, and for those wanting to know what he said, well, take a listen right here.
Baby, Baby.
This isn't right.
Baby.
This isn't right.
It's okay.
Right.
Hey,
what?
Listen, listen.
What?
It's okay.
No, no,
it's
this isn't right. This isn't right. Every time the hammer comes into play, every single time.
Look.
I didn't bring it into the ring. He did.
You don't.
I wasn't even going to use it. He was. Every single time.
Okay.
Every single
listen.
Time this happens. Every single
listen.
Time.
Listen, you don't
no,
need
no,
that hammer to win.
No, something has to change.
Listen
this
to
has
me.
To be different.
Listen to
no,
me. Calm
I
down.
Should
it's
still
okay.
Be the world heavyweight champion.
Listen.
I should still be the face of this company. I
listen,
should still
baby,
be the hero
baby.
Out there. No.
It's okay.
This is not right.
I know.
This is
listen,
not right.
You don't
look,
need
look,
that
look,
hammer
look,
to
look.
Win. You're better than
upset.
That. You're
look.
Better than that.
No. No.
Listen.
No. No, no, no. I didn't bring the hammer into the ring. He did.
I know.
He used it against me to win the world title. He used it every time to win the world title.
No, it's
not
okay.
me. I only used it against him because he brought it in there.
I know,
this is
I
not
know.
Right.
Listen,
no, this
listen.
Is not right.
It's okay.
This is not right.
You don't need that hammer to win.
Look,
he
look,
does.
Look,
obviously,
okay,
you're better
okay,
than...
Okay, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not upset at you, okay? This is crap. This is crap!
So we had Chris Sabin flipping out, Velvet Sky trying to calm down her boyfriend, that we only found out on TV last week that they were together.
And while Velvet isn't sure what happened there, it's called Your Boyfriend Had a Mad.
Yeah, he had a really big mad, and he was flipping out. Are we going to see a heel turn coming from Chris Sabin?
Could be.
It at least seems that way to me. But we shall see what happens.
We should totally see what happens. But after this, well, we get Mickey in the ring. And Mickey was kind of awesome. Do we have audio of Mickey in the ring?
We do have audio of Mickey in the ring. So take a listen to this.
When I saw Cleveland, Ohio on my schedule, do you know how excited I was? I mean... Not only is it one of the last impacts of the summer, but the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know I'm going to be in there one day. Thank you. But seriously, I mean, I was over the moon with excitement. I decided to prepare this amazing performance. I mean, I had smoking monkeys, dancing midgets. I had the whole carnival out there ready to go to a little ditty I call Because No One Even Knows Your Name.
All right, before we let her continue, smoking monkeys and dancing midgets, I want this. Bring it. I want to see this performance. Who doesn't like a dancing monkey and a smoking, you know, midget? Or something along those lines. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I totally agree.
Okay. Just making sure. Back to Mickey James.
But in lieu of the VMAs, and yes, I will say I was a little bit heartbroken. I was not invited. I was not nominated. But who needs the VMAs when you have the MJAs? I mean, look at me. I'm a star, right? Right? Look at that. So cute.
By the way, just to let you know, she brought her own little award to the ring with her face on it.
Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. So here we go. Continues.
I mean, but seriously, the way that the media and that you people treated my dear good friend Miley, I mean, she's just trying to come out of her shell. She's just trying to be, you know, an icon and separate herself. And I get it. I know how hard it is to be a breakout star, to be larger than life, to be a massive star in the music world, and to be the greatest knockouts champion of the century. So I said to myself, I said, you know, that's just not right. Apparently, you all don't like the way we twerk it. Well, at least her anyway. She should have really called me first, but...
Oh, no. I hope she's not going to twerk anything.
yeah.
It'll be a mess right here in Cleveland.
Thankfully interrupted by ODB, the number one contender to Mickey's title.
Am I really hearing this? Are you really talking about Miley Cyrus in the home of rock and roll? I saw the little performance. The one thing you need to be worrying about is this fraud taking that knocked out title.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that a fact? I don't think so, honey. I mean, seriously, look at you. Look at me.
Look
I'm
at me.
I'm a star, and you aren't.
Whoa! Ooh. Cheap shot from behind by the knockout champ, dropping her future opponent.
You want this? You want this, huh? This is what you want? Come here.
Not done with it yet. Whoa! Explosive clothesline by ODB. Just dropped hardcore punches.
Well, the knockout's number one contender, ODB, showing the champ where it's at.
Could be the sight we see if ODB is able to win that knockouts championship.
Don't you ever, you don't even deserve
it. Oh! Wow!
Wait a minute.
ODB pulling the top off of Mickey James.
You will never be rock and roll, and you soon will not be the knockout champ. Bam!
Oh my God, ODB's drunk. She's definitely drunk, Mike.
Mickey just ended up like her good friend Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, except she's got clothes on.
Oh, Taz, I love you. You're awesome. ODB, she's drunk.
Yeah, ODB, she's drunk, yeah.
Yeah.
This was... Mickey was just money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just can't not like Mickey James in this role. She's totally just kicking butt at it.
Yeah, yeah, she definitely is.
And ODB was just spot on. I loved it when she walked out. And she's like, really? Really? You're talking about that? You know, you're talking about
Miley Cyrus, really?
Really?
In the home of rock and roll? Yeah. These two are
By
good.
The way, am I the only one that's, like, sick of the twerking references already?
Mm-hmm. But give them credit, a pass, I guess, because they taped this last week and twerking was a thing last week.
Oh, I know it was a thing last week, but still, it's like, oh, really? We went there? Okay.
Mm-hmm. We went there.
We totally went there. I shake my head. I totally shake my head.
Anyway, good segment.
It really was. It was a great segment. They were very entertaining. Well done. Bravo, ladies. Looking forward to the match, which I believe is going to be at No Surrender next week. Yes?
I don't know. Possibly? I don't know if they said it was next week. I don't remember. We'll have to tune in and find out. I'll do some research as we go through the next match.
Yes, after this we get a backstage update from JB on the Bound for Glory standings. He then brings in two men who have no shot in hell of winning the series, and that is Jay Bradley and Hernandez. Bradley lets us know that, well, a certain organization has made him an offer to make sure somebody else doesn't get the 20 points, and Bradley then offers Hernandez a cut that he has no problem sharing. So will Hernandez accept? We have to see, because then we get a random Aces and Eights backstage.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was. They were eating... Nux was eating something?
Nux was eating something, they were drinking beers, and yeah, it was just completely random.
He had food in his beard or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Not entirely sure. Anyway, after this, we see Sting arriving backstage, and then we get the gauntlet match where shenanigans and fun was had by all.
Shenanigans and fun were had by all. All 12 men in the Bound for Glory series were involved. It was your standard, can't say Royal Rumble, but Royal Rumble, where when AJ Styles came in, he kind of almost eliminated himself.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was bad AJ Styles. But it came down to the final four were Magnus, Aries. Was it Magnus, Aries, Rude?
The final four, as it came down to, AJ Styles picked up the victory. He gets the 20 points. That propels him into first place, followed by Magnus, Austin Aries, and then Bobby Roode.
Right.
Those are your top four.
Those are your top four. Oh, the final four in the match were Styles, Daniels, Roode, and Aries.
Ah, so and Styles won.
And AJ Styles picked up the victory, earning himself the big 20 points, and made it to the final four.
So, is AJ destined to win the series? We'll have to see.
Mm-hmm.
But after this, you know, after AJ Styles' happy moment and big win, we get a not-so-happy moment between Bully Ray and Mr. Anderson.
No.
Basically, Bully is giving Anderson a lecture. He's disappointed in him. If you looked up disappointed in the dictionary, you would see Anderson. Or disappointing up in the dictionary, you would see a picture of Anderson's face. And, well, Bully then asks Anderson what he's done for the club lately, what he's done for him. And Anderson, you know, has an emotional outburst. And he says, you know, he's been busting his backside for the club. He's been doing everything he can. And, well, you know, clearly it's just not enough. Bully then sort of has an emotional outburst of his own. He verbally slaps Anderson around a little bit by, you know, reminding Anderson that, well, he's the prez. And he, you know, Anderson can't talk to him like that.
He needs to fall in line.
He does need to fall in line because, well, then Bully reminds Anderson of what happened to Devon, what he did to Devon's vest, and that he would have no problem doing the same thing to Mr. Anderson.
And he closes by saying, "Don't disappoint me again, Mr. Vice President."
And slapped him on the chest.
Mm-hmm.
So, little tension in that mix.
A little bit.
After this, basically we get the recap of, or we get AJ Styles backstage. He says he's a winner, he's a leader, and he's going to win the Bound for Glory series and take on Bully Ray. Pretty stock standard. Then we see Sting and Rampage backstage. Sting is explaining to Rampage why he can't ever win the World Heavyweight title again, but he says he doesn't see it as a bad thing. It's a good thing. He's grateful to Bully because that match made Sting realize that he needed protection. He needed a family. He needed a Rampage Jackson. He needed Kurt Angle. He needed Magnus and Samoa Joe to look out for him. And he's confident he can take Bully down tonight because the family's got his back. They're looking out for him tonight. They're going to make sure nothing bad happens.
Speaking of Kurt Angle, it was released, the news was broken earlier today that Kurt Angle has been released, apparently, from rehab.
Yay!
So there you go. He could pop up on your TV screen as early as maybe next week.
Willie, we'll have to see. Rampage and Sting then joke about going on a rampage together before Sting walks off. Then we get Gunner and Storm taking on one Wes and Garrett, and, well, Wes and Garrett sort of got the upper hand.
Yeah, they jumped them as they were coming down to the ring.
And, well, there was a little bit of beatdown before the match started. Then we had a nice back and forth between the two. And, well, sadly, Storm and Gunner just weren't enough to overcome Wes and the Bish. And Wes and the Bish pick up the victory with a little shenanigans.
Little shenanigans involved, but, you know, the aces and eights, Wes and Garrett, most likely could become the number one contenders for those tag team titles with this win over the champs.
Somebody has to. Is there another tag team?
Bad Influence.
Bad Influence, well, they were busy up until tonight.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Somebody's got a face for the titles.
Could be bromance again, but I don't think any of us want to see that again.
No, not particularly. And oh, Denver just intercepted, and they scored yet another touchdown. We should note that, well, they scored a touchdown at break, and they're just continuing to widen their lead. It's now, before the extra point, 48-17 with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Methinks Baltimore is done.
Me thinks too. And King Kent, West in the Bish sounds like an awful 70s buddy cop drama. It could be the awful-sounding Brooklyn Nine-Nine that's coming on Fox.
Yeah. Oh, wait. They may not count it. Because he dropped the ball before he crossed the plane.
Touchback.
Oh, you idiot! You idiots!
Oh, he was showboating and dropped the ball before it hit the end zone.
Oops. Oh, well, that'll teach you, you know, don't drop the ball. And, oh, number 52 is hurt.
That was a bonehead play.
That's going to be on the highlight reels. Beautiful interception, though.
Yeah, he's running back, and, yeah.
Yeah, dude, don't drop the ball until you're in the end zone. Just don't do it. Wow, yeah. And you could tell, he's like, aw, damn it.
Bonehead play of the week goes to...
Trefiathan.
No, it will not unseat the butt fumble. Nothing will unseat the butt fumble.
Even Peyton Manning's like, you idiot. Mm-hmm. So anyway, moving back to Impact, sorry, just again, like I told you, you're going to get updates as we watch this football game.
We're live.
Yeah, we're live. We're not pre-taped, we're live. After the break, we get AJ Styles and coming out, and by the way, Wes in the Bish, buddy cop drama, dancers by day, cops by day, dancers by night. Just putting that out.
Nothing. I have a comment to make. I'm just going to bite my tongue.
Make it. Say it.
Is that going to be a come a Tumblr series too?
That is totally going to be a Tumblr series.
Anyway. Moving on.
I broke his brain last night. It was amazing.
Moving on, he says.
Yes, moving on, as I was saying, we have AJ Styles coming back out to the ring. Bobby Roode, Austin Aries, and Magnus are all in the ring as they prepare for AJ's choice on who he's going to fight next week at No Surrender. AJ comes out, he picks Austin Aries because Austin is Aries, was the one man AJ didn't want to lose to, so well, he's going to redeem himself next week with Austin. Austin was kind of awesome in this. How many times can you kick the ball away from yourself while you're trying to recover it? Seriously, dude.
About five.
Wow, this is getting special.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have a massive lead, Denver, but let's not get, you know, spectacularly stupid here, okay?
To answer Kane's question, it's going to be bad if A, Atlanta, B, Philly, or C, Dallas are playing on Thursday.
No, it's not going to be bad if Dallas is playing on Thursday. We're going to have a lot of fun when Dallas plays on Thursday.
Right. Oh, speaking of which, Kane Kidd was very excited that Tony Romo was on during the halftime show tonight. He was very excited.
More excited than when he sees Christian?
I think it was ranking up there when he sees Christian. Just,
Did he do the little fangirl squee and everything?
He did. He did the whole smiley face when he saw him.
Aww, somebody's got a crush.
See, you brought this on yourself, sir. Anyway, Philly plays on Monday night, so that's going to be interesting as well. And then the
you're gonna get that on the Raw Post Show.
And then a week from Thursday, Philly plays against the Chiefs on Thursday Night Football. So there you go.
Yeah, that's gonna be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for that. Oh look, there's a new Taker and Punk show.
So AJ Styles will be facing off against Austin Aries next week, and it'll be Bobby Roode and Magnus.
Yes, and we got some very interesting promos from Bobby Roode and Magnus.
Mm-hmm.
In Austin Aries, I wasn't able to get them all down because it was moving a little bit too fast for me, but basically a lot of bolstering, a lot of posturing, and, well, somebody's going to win.
Yeah, it's going to be intense next week, and we're going to break it all down in air in just a minute who we think's actually going to win.
Yes, we hope. Anyway, so we've got No Surrender Pick'em, and this is not an official Pick'em challenge, but if you want to submit picks, you're certainly welcome to. But after this, we go into the main event in which Bully Ray had to fix Hulk Hogan's flub. He reminds us that this is non-title because, well, Sting can't have a title shot anymore because of the stipulation. So it is Sting versus Bully Ray in a non-title main event. Hulk Hogan comes out and he makes the match no DQ, and then he bans Tito Ortiz from ringside. And this was an interesting match. It was kind of almost a repeat of what happened the last time these two went.
Yeah, they pulled out the spot where they ripped up the ring a little bit, and they teased the pile driver, couldn't hit the pile driver. Sting had Bully Ray in the Scorpion Deathlock. And he was asking for the hammer, and then Mr. Anderson said, you want the hammer? Want the hammer? Then accidentally tossed the hammer away from Bully Ray, and well, Bully Ray had no other choice but to tap out to Sting. So Sting beats the World Heavyweight Champion.
Mm-hmm. And then afterwards we got a, well, very insightful, even interesting promo from one Mr. Anderson.
Yes, yes, we certainly did.
Oh, does that feel good? How does that feel good? Let me ask you something, Prez. Let me ask you something there, Prez. Do you know who I am? I'm the guy that's gonna face you next week for this title.
What?
I'm your worst nightmare. I'm the next World Heavyweight Champion from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And my name is Mr. Anderson! Anderson!
Oh my God! I don't believe it! Think of this!
He's gonna pay!
Next week, it's not only the Final Four, but the Bound for Glory series! But Bully Ray, he's got to defend the World Heavyweight Championship against the Vice President of Aces and Eights, Mr. Anderson. Join us live and free on...
That was a promo by Mr. Anderson.
Oh, I missed him on the mic. He's so amazing.
The lead asshole in charge is back.
And he seems to have turned on Aces and Eights just a little bit. Seems he's potentially done. But, yeah, by the way, Rack exclusive!
We caught this, what, 3-4 months ago?
The only thing we got wrong was him winning the Bound for Glory series. But, yeah, we pretty much called the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be interesting to see if he wins next week. And if he gets any help from the club, and if the club turns on Bully as well, or if it's just Mr. Anderson.
What side? Who will there be Will the certain people side with certain with Bully? Will certain people side with Mr. Anderson Anderson? We're going to have to find out.
We are going to have to find out, but that's for next week. And I would say this is a pretty solid show. Not too badly put together at all.
Not too shabby whatsoever. We got the Final Four of the Bound for Glory series, and that's what it was about tonight.
It was. So on that note, we're going to pick, or at least try to pick, No Surrender, which we don't have a lot of matches to go off of. We pretty much have Anderson versus Bully. We've got Styles versus Aries and Rude versus Magnus.
Right. So let's start from the beginning. Aries versus Styles. Who you got?
This is really hard. Honestly, with the way that they're building up AJ, I want to go with AJ.
Mm-hmm.
But part of me really wants to go with Aries, too. Just because they're building up Aries as well.
Well, you can't, you know, ride the fence. You gotta make a pick on this one.
I know, I gotta make a pick on this one. I'll go with AJ just because he seems to be getting the bigger push.
Since Aries got AJ first, Styles gets AJ. Styles gets returns a favor, takes down Aries in this one. So I got Styles, you got Styles.
Yeah. Up next, Bobby Roode versus Magnus.
Ooh. I think Magnus has been leading this thing for like the entire time, and I don't know, something happened along the way where it's like he's fallen off a little bit. Going Roode.
If Styles wins, I can see it going Bobby Roode, just because of that heel face, and it's Styles is sort of that same redemption factor as it was last year, mm-hmm. because Styles had to face Storm and Roode, I believe it was, and so now it's he's gonna potentially redeem himself against Bobby Roode.
So you got Roode as well?
I've got Roode. I can, because honestly, I can see Magnus falling out of the series to the Mafia business, especially as they implode on themselves.
Right, so we have Styles. We both went with Styles and Roode, so who you got?
They're going to have AJ win.
I'm going Roode.
Why?
Because I'll tell you in a minute. Move on to the next match.
Really? No, you
yeah.
have.
Yeah, just say the next match.
The next contest is Bully Ray versus Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson wins the World Heavyweight title, and picking Roode versus Anderson at Bound for Glory.
Ah.
See what I did there?
Totally see what you did there. See, I can see Styles taking the whole thing, and then he goes on to face Bully. And he's, because he likes to be the guy. He likes to be the one that everybody turns to when they need something handled. And, well, they need the World Heavyweight title taken off of Bully Ray, and AJ Styles could be that guy that takes it off.
Right. Yours makes but, total more storyline sense than my pick, but you know, they like swerves, so.
I'm. That being said, I can see that, but I want Anderson to win, so I'm going to pick Anderson.
Okay. So you have Styles and Anderson at Bound for Glory.
Oh, where? How the hell do you run into your own teammate?
Well, it's called a butt fumble. when you do a butt fumble, anything else is possible.
Gotcha.
So you have Styles and Anderson, then?
I have Styles and Anderson just because I can see the club turning with Anderson. They seem to be more loyal to him than Bully, and they seem to be on his side. So I can see something of the club make sure that Anderson gets the title, which means they also elect Anderson as the president of Aces and Eights, and then you kind of get that those warring factions where it's Bully and Tito against Anderson and the others. Mm-hmm. And so that's this sort of begin kind of deal.
Right.
And because it's like, well, the title is now off Bully, that's what they want. You know, because I can also see the Mafia getting involved and costing Bully the title, but, you know, it's a catch-22 because now it falls to Anderson, who's still potentially loyal to Aces, so that doesn't do them any good. So I can see them turning to AJ Styles and say, well, you know, you've won the Bound for Glory series, you need to face Anderson and get the title off of Anderson.
Well, there you go.
Do we want to pick ODB and Mickey just in case?
It's not listed on their official preview, so I don't think it's happening. I think it's happening in the futures, I think.
Okay.
And if anything, we'll put it up on the website and that whole deal.
Works for me.
So Kane Kids, did you get all those noted down since you wanted to keep track of it? I want a spreadsheet. Just saying. Anyway, now I'm done.
Want to do a little Ask the Magic 8-Ball?
Let's do some Ask the Magic 8-Ball.
Matt's favorite segment if he's awake.
Matt is currently sleeping because he had a long day. But well, let's ask Magic 8-Ball for the folks at home. Will the Dallas Cowboys make the playoffs?
Oh, that's cruel. Will the Dallas Cowboys make the playoffs? Too many bubbles. Signs point to yes.
So King Kent will be happy about that one. Will Tim Tebow find a job in the NFL?
Will Tim Tebow find a job in the NFL? It landed on the point. It has no idea. Will Tim Tebow find a job in the NFL? My sources say no.
Well, the Magic 8-Ball is certainly right on that one.
Will Tim Tebow find a job? Period. My sources say no. Poor Tim Tebow.
Poor Tim Tebow, not really.
Is Rock the Mole?
Really?
Signs point to yes!
All right.
See?
Alright. Ask it if you're the mole.
Am I the mole?
It's where you can just lie and tell me you're not.
My sources say no.
Did
Tim Stein have a good Jewish New Year?
Mazel tov.
Yes.
Good. See, all things work out for the good Jews. It's going, you know, supposed to get payback anyhow, so might as well just dig the grave even farther. Will the Eagles win this Monday?
Will the Eagles win this Monday? Yes.
Sweet.
Will the Falcons win? Yes. This is a really positive 8-Ball tonight.
It's a positive night.
Will Bray Wyatt tell me where the hell Kane is? Signs point to yes. Thank you, 8-Ball. I love you.
And did you know the Phillies and the Braves play this weekend?
Will the Braves sweep the Phillies? Yes, in all caps.
Oh. 8-Ball's making me sad.
Oh, the 8-Ball's making you sad? It told you the Eagles were going to win.
Yeah, and then it told me the Braves are going to sweep the Phillies. So, you know.
No, I told you the Braves are going to sweep the Phillies. It just happened to agree with me.
Yeah, I don't have any more questions.
Okay. And I don't see any in the chat room, so I think we're done for the evening unless you have a rant.
I'm good.
Alrighty, well, on that note, we are going to wrap the show for the evening a little bit early tonight, but that's okay. We don't mind slacking off just a little bit for 1 week. So, Rock, plug stuff.
You know, we only did 2 hours tonight, and we have another hour-plus show coming your way tomorrow called The Rack Extra Total Divas Edition, episode number 6 review. We'll get into all the highs and lows from the trip to Viva Las Vegas. The divas go wild. Free mode is in full effect. So check it out. The Rack Extra Total Divas review, available tomorrow on Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com. Midnight-ish at CB Radio with myself, Rock Park, Subway, and Ace. The Weird, the Wacky, the Unusuals. Sunday nights, WTR, Sunday Night Russell Talk Radio, live at 10 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega. Monday night's Raw Post Show live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com at 11 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Twitter at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Join the Facebook group at Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Need a website? Contact WTRProductions.net.
Great. You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWard. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. Go to CassieRiley.net for all your Cassie Riley needs. And, of course, visit all the other fine shows on this network. And visit our fine sponsors, Memorabilia Lane, that's right, NewPromo.com, PWMania.com, and TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. It's very hard, and we'd really appreciate it if you looked at our stuff. And so, I think I'm... Do I have anything else to plug before I start to wrap?
No, you're good.
Okay. Just want to make sure so I don't see Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you later. Bye. Now my hunger will leave my main grave. It feels like a long time coming. Bam. Since the day I thought of that cunning plan. One day I had a dream. I tried to chase it, but I wasn't going nowhere. Running, man. I knew there'd be something I would understand. Trying to change a tenner to 100 grand. Everyone's a kid that no one cares about. You just gotta keep screaming till they hear you out.